Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, 7:34 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. She had the political line of the week. Conservative Republicans should start an OnlyFans account, considering how often we get screwed. That had to do with Speaker Mike Johnson and a continuing resolution, which Congresswoman Kat Kamick is not a fan of. Good morning, Congresswoman. How you doing?
Feeling a little froggy this morning, Bob. You know, and that was the cleaned up version. That was after. My team was like, oh, no, you can't say that. So that was a clean version of what I really wanted to say.
But so what's going on? Why do we have to keep doing continuing resolutions? And once again, I ask the question, does that mean spending at Nancy Pelosi rates of during COVID?
Yeah. So not only is this bill a CR, which if you read the bill, and I printed it out last night, it's over 1,500 pages, and we've divvied it up in the team. We're going through it line by line. The actual CR, the government funding portion itself, is less than 15 pages. And so if I had been the speaker or, you know, whatever, I would have said, okay, let's just get to the Donald Trump administration. Let's let Donald Trump handle the disaster aid. Let's let Donald Trump implement his policies, because what this CR does is it not only funds all of Nancy Pelosi's policies all the way into March, but it adds more than 1,000 pages of pork, of nonsense, everything from changing members of Congress' health care, because, you know, Congress shall make no law that they don't have to, you know, live under and abide by. So members of Congress have Obamacare. This bill gets rid of that. And so that's just one of the many things. It's the disaster aid itself takes $16 billion and puts it towards COVID. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but COVID is no longer a thing. So why are we still paying California and New York and Chicago for COVID-related expenses? It makes absolutely no sense. Oh, and did I mention that there's a pay increase for members of Congress in there? That's absurd. That is absolutely absurd. And the fact that we are getting jammed with all these Democrat priorities when we are in the majority and we're about to turn into 2025 and have Donald Trump in a Republican Senate and a Republican House, that's nonsense. We are literally, we're screwing ourselves, screwing the taxpayers, and we are messing up Donald Trump for having the opportunity to actually have his own priorities in law, because what's going to end up happening is we're going to be in the middle of a budget reconciliation come March, and we're going to have to do another CR, because this deal right here is setting the stage for an entire year wasted. And I am so frustrated, so disappointed. The American people should be ashamed.
So don't pass it.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do. But here's the game that they're going to play. So you have what's called regular order, and then you have what's called a suspension. Now, a suspension means you suspend all the rules, you know, you don't have 72 hours to read it. You don't have to have single issue bills. And it requires 270 members to pass it. If we go under the rule the way that it's supposed to go, then we could actually have a chance at killing it and getting a better deal. Now, the speaker has said that he doesn't want to do it on suspension, but I have a feeling that now that we're within a week of Christmas, you have a lot of established members up here that are like, I want to go home. And they're going to say, you know what, just put it on suspension. Let the Democrats carry it. I cannot believe that we have people in Washington who are all hyped up about DOGE, who are so ready to fight waste and fraud and abuse. And I said this at our DOGE caucus meeting yesterday. It was the first meeting that we had officially. And I said, I don't want to be the turd in the punch bowl in the room. And I'm saying this to all the members. I said, but there's a lot of you in this room that are going to vote for this upcoming CR. And then you're going to turn around 30 days later and then expect your constituents and the American people to believe that now you want to cut the very thing that you just passed.
Wow.
You better get your head right.
Yeah. You nailed it 100%. Hey, I know there's probably more important things going on, but America wants to know, what's the deal with the drones? What do we know? What do we don't know? And if you're sworn to secrecy, just tell us that right up front.
I did go into, I did have a classified briefing on it, and I'll just say that there weren't a lot of answers. Talking with some of the colleagues that I have that are on armed services and whatnot, there seems to be a general consensus that no one really knows what the hell is going on. But by and large, the military community up here, they seem to think that these are our drones. And so I get asked that multiple times a day. I wish I had a better answer, but I'm not going to BS you. I really don't think many people know, and I think it's going to come out that they're probably our government drones.
But maybe if the DOD or, you know, the military is not fully aware, then it sounds like a CIA or one of the other, you know, operations under the folks that do the covert activities. That's not good, though. That,
no.
You know, the people, I mean, at the, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, imagine if this, and I had a colleague, Jeff Andrew, who made the suggestion that this was Iranian. And you have to think, I mean, whether, if this is a foreign entity that is doing this stuff, right? And we don't know what it is. And anyone who says that they know, they just don't know. But think if this was a pen test, right? Where they were systematically checking for weaknesses, checking to see how the United States was going to react. I would say we failed on all fronts, right? If this does, in fact, come out to be a foreign entity that is essentially seeking ways to, one, find out what our response is, but also doing reconnaissance, I think that we're going to be positioning ourselves to a place where this invites attack because it exemplifies weakness. But that's par for the course under the Biden administration. I mean, when you have Donald Trump coming out and saying, I'm not going to Bedminster because there are drones flying over, like, that's a problem, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I think there's going to be more to come out. Washington is basically driven by, you know, headlines. And if it's not the drones and it's the CR, and we have such a mess up here. And honestly, we cannot get to January 20th fast enough.
That's what I was saying. We're all praying. We're praying for January 20th to come sooner rather than later. I'll give you one last question. How much information can you share? I understand there's some positive things having to do with hostages that were held by Hamas. I know you're going to do a presser later. Whatever you can share, please do.
Yeah, so, you know, for the last couple months, over the last year, I've been meeting with the families of the hostages that were taken in Israel. And last week, I had the opportunity to meet with a woman who had been taken hostage herself. She was in one of the kibbutz, and her and her husband were taken. Her husband is still there. They've been married 32 years. And she was sharing, she kind of became a mother of sorts of a lot of the younger women that had been taken and were being brutally raped and assaulted. And she was here in my office. I mean, talk about just emotion beyond anything that, I mean, you can control. I mean, we're crying, and she's telling the story of what it was like. in Gaza and how awful Hamas was and how they were moving them through tunnels. And she said, I just can't believe as an American that we still have Americans that are there. And then, of course, we all saw where Joe Biden claimed falsely to have gotten over 100 hostages out, which couldn't be further from the truth. We know he is absolutely drunk on falsehoods. But I think about this woman. I think about the other families that I've met with, a young girl. She's about my age. Her sister has been taken hostage, and she's fighting to get her released. I've never imagined a world where we would have Americans being held hostage and brutalized and tortured, and the administration sits on its hands and does nothing. I mean, when people say, bring them home now, it really hits in a different way. And so today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be sharing their stories. We're going to be highlighting the fact that Americans are still being held hostage. And Donald Trump has been unequivocal in saying to Hamas, you have until January 20th, or else all hell will rain loose. And that should have been the position from the start. And so I think there's a lot of hope that these hostages and these families have with an incoming Donald Trump presidency. They've told me as much. And so it's important that we not only hear their stories, but we share their stories. So today we're going to be highlighting that. Now, over a year later, we still have Americans in captivity.
Awful and pathetic and just sickening to think how they've been treated. It's awful, and we appreciate you shining the spotlight on that and all the other information you shared with us. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we definitely appreciate it, and we wish you the best of holidays and Merry Christmas.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, everybody.